Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, we have arrived, F-R-I-D-A-Y. Come on, sing it with me, yeah. Welcome to the news show. I am your host, Kyle Swagger. Oh yeah, it is Friday. It is June 19th. And I make sure that it's June 19th. You know, remember a couple of days ago, I got the date wrong. Thanks again, by the way, to Hugh Miller for that. You can follow him at HWM79 on Twitter. Yeah, you might want to follow him if you're getting your dates wrong. He'll make sure he'll put you straight. So yeah. Looking right here, yeah. June 19th, 2015. All the best technology news from the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. All right, so we were telling you yesterday, if you got a Samsung Galaxy phone, don't use it. Don't turn it on. Don't even go near it. It could be compromised. Apparently, Samsung was listening to our show yesterday. Thank you, Samsung. Because Samsung has officially announced today it will update the security software for its Galaxy smartphones to address that flaw very, very soon. Those of you that just didn't happen to listen to yesterday's show, yeah, Galaxy smartphones, they have a little bit of a flaw in them, and it pretty much lets a hacker do at will what they want to with the phone. This was found out earlier this week from researchers over at Now Security, and the flaw was identified in SwiftKey. So apparently with all the media pressure, I'm just going to say it's because of the BTN news show. Yeah. Samsung said it would issue a fix that would roll out over the next coming days to owners of the Galaxy S4 released in 2013 and then later models after that. So, okay, you're going to have to turn the thing back on. Okay, I'm just telling you now, turn it back on, wait for the update, and you're good to go. All right. Thank you, Samsung. Hey, while we're talking about Samsung, gamers out there, all right, are you heavy into gaming on your Android device, particularly your Samsung Android device? Well, if you've got that patch already and you're feeling secure again and you're getting your game on, maybe you want to record it. Well, now you can, thanks to Game Recorder Plus from Samsung. Yeah, there's other game recorder apps that are on the Google Play Store, but let's face it, they just plain suck. Well, Samsung's Game Recorder Plus app, they gonna do it better. At least that's what Samsung's saying. The app's gonna let you record any game, and it'll capture the game's sound direct from the device, too. If you're worried about your phone's memory, maybe fear not, at least if you've got at least enough RAM in your phone. There's a feature called Game Boost that will optimize your phone's memory while you play and use the app. Clips are going to be able to be recorded in 1080p, edited and trimmed afterwards, and then uploaded to YouTube right from the app. So if you're ready to impress your friends, hey, look, guys, how far I got in Candy Crush. Take that. Now you can do it all nice and sweet. So, if you got an Apple Watch yet, are you thinking, I don't know, and the new software looks pretty good, maybe I'll get one now. Well, you might want to wait. Rumors are back in full force about a new Apple Watch coming out. But these rumors sound kind of juicy, which is why I'm going to share it with you. According to 9to5Mac, it could be its very own gadget, the next Apple Watch. That's right, it's now going to be handcuffed to your smartphone. According to the new rumors coming out, the new watch will have a built-in improved Wi-Fi chip, which means you could text, you could email, you could update weather without even needing to have your iPhone right along with you. Now, they are saying, of course, if you're going to need large amounts of data, yeah, you're still going to need your iPhone for that. But they're saying the next version, your watch won't be completely useless without your phone. Personally, take it with a pinch of salt. If you see the watch, go get it. You know you want it anyway. Oh, WikiLeaks has come to our rescue again. We've been wanting to know so much juicy information about that Sony hacking. WikiLeaks has got it! WikiLeaks has dumped an enormous cache of internal documents from Sony. The latest Sony dump edition includes 276,394 searchable documents, including calendars, event planning, and expense reports. Now, yes, granted, yeah, the documents have been available online since the Guardians of Peace breach back in November of last year. However, WikiLeaks just wanted to make it easier for me and you to go out and say, hey, I wonder what was going on, you know, in their calendar or something. I wonder how much Sony made last year. So if you think you're going to have a boring weekend and you feel like playing an accountant, hey, head on over to WikiLeaks. Maybe you could help Sony out. And finally, this one's going to go out to all the men today who listen to the BTN News Show. Some men, yeah, love my coffee. Need my coffee to start my day. Other men are like, no, man, I don't want coffee. Well, if you're one of those out there that goes, I don't like coffee, this study It's probably going to change your mind today. Preliminary research is showing that not only does drinking coffee in the morning actually help you manage your stress better, but it can also give you men a much stronger, healthy erection. That's right. Preliminary research has shown that giving caffeine in their regular drinking water, men have performed better with dealing with stress and doing better in memory tests than with the men who just drank the regular water. And in addition to combating that stress, yes, that coffee consumption also helped prevent some penis problems, saying that men over the age of 20 who consume 2 to 3 cups of coffee each day were less likely to report erectile dysfunction. Take that, Viagra. So yeah, now, those men out there listening to the show, you don't drink coffee? Oh, you do drink coffee now. Oh, bye-bye. I see you going to Starbucks. Have a good day. If you got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Get on over to our website at BritishTechNetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well, at Kyle Swagger. And that's going to wrap up your Friday and, of course, all your shows that happen all week here on the BTN News Show. Don't worry, though. We will definitely be back on Monday getting you caught up on all the best technology news that's going to happen over the weekend. But until then, men, enjoy your coffee. Have a great Father's Day on Sunday. And thank you so much for listening.